Coach, it was a nice win for you guys on the road, a 57-41 win here tonight. And considering that it's been kind of up and down here down the stretch, considering you guys are going to play each other a week, I think this is a good win for you guys overall tonight.
I thought it was a good win, too. I just felt like we needed to stay in a consistent rate the whole time, because sometimes I feel like we have a great big quarter and then we have a quarter of nothingness, and that this time of year you just can't have that at all. And so we kind of set some goals on what we wanted to have at least on each quarter, and I think that worked out well for us.
He had some big runs in that first half, a couple of 9-0 runs and a 10-0 run, and then that 9-0 run in the first half to go up 21, led by 26 in the game. And you know, I think one of my keys tonight was kind of make sure get Goodland out of the game, and I thought you guys kind of did that, building those big leads.
Yeah, that always helps just to get them down pretty early, so that way, you kind of send a message, and hopefully, they'll stay down. But, I got to give them credit. They are a scrappy bunch, and they know how to get to the free throw line, and I don't really feel like they went away. I think they kept coming the whole time.
And, you don't see that normally from a 1-19 team, but
no,
that was definitely the case. But you guys were able to pound it inside and get to McDaniel girl in foul trouble early on, and you did it so with Emily Smith and Emily Weathers. They had 20 of your 32 first half points.
Yeah, as usual, I feel like our posts really produced, and also I felt like my guards really played a smart game. We had heart-to-heart, all our guards did, and I said, we got to play a little bit smarter game and quit settling for outside shots, especially if they're not going in. And so I thought we did a lot better with that.
Well, and you also had great production. Macy Price getting her 8 points. Kaitlyn Roberts had her 5, whatnot. But it was Lindy Rumford, or maybe now known as Lori Rumford, with the 15 points. What a game she had tonight, including your first 12 of the fourth quarter.
Lindy needed that. And Lindy is going to be someone I'm really going to have to depend on. And I talked to her today, too, and I said, you have to allow yourself to make mistakes sometimes. But I also want her to learn from those mistakes so she doesn't keep repeating them. And she needs some confidence, and I thought she got some confidence today, and I thought she had played pretty good defense, and I was really proud of her.
Yeah, she definitely did come out and contribute well, and it was rebounding for you guys. It was maybe a little sketchy for you guys in the first quarter, but really for the rest of the night, the rebounding was definitely there for you guys.
Yeah, that's also something we're going to have to rely on the rest of the way. There's no reason why we should not win the boards the rest of the way that we go, because that's kind of our bread and butter a little bit. And, we should score on the inside and then just keep everybody else from just having more than one shot.
Well, you get to 16-4, clinch at least a share of the GWAC, and 8 wins in the league for Scott State. I don't know if that's ever happened in program history or whatnot, but still that's a pretty big accomplishment. But there's still much more to accomplish here, and you'll get Goodland here a week from tonight.
Yeah, I'm really proud of our girls, and I just told them today, I said, now the real work begins. And we've been working really hard for this all summer, all season, and I know we have high aspirations, and I just want to keep it going.
Well, you guys are right there. You get the 16-4 and finish 8-2 in the conference and get the most wins in the program in 9 years. And Coach Sarah McCormick joining me post-game. Congratulations on the big win here tonight. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
All right. Thanks, Adam.